Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Amen. We still have a couple of minutes, so let me help them complete the message. Please sit up in heavenly places. Praise God. So she just shared with us how that love is patient, love is perfect, and love is kind. I'll just pick it up from there. Then we're going to pray for families. We're going to pray for parents. We're going to pray for singles also. I have special prayers in my heart. While I was seated there, God laid a few things in my heart. Matthew chapter 18, verse 10 to 14. Matthew chapter 18 from verse 10 to 14. Let's do this together. Let's read it together, church. One, two, go. For I tell you that in heaven, their angels are always in the presence of my heavenly Father. Now that teaches you something, that the little children have their angels. Can you see that now? Now, who's speaking here? Jesus. Jesus said, they are angels. Their angels are always in the presence of my heavenly Father. They are angels. That means each of these little children today, even if you are not sure, all the times we used to tell you angels come to church, today they are here. Now, you need to have that understanding. How many of us, if you see in the spirits, we have a host of adults and children angels here today. And that's the truth. Jesus said their angels always behold the face of whom? The face of the Father in heaven. Then let's go to the next verse. We're going down to verse 14. It says, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others on the hill and go out to search for the one that is lost? Go ahead, we're going to verse 14. And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he will rejoice over it more than over the 99 that didn't wander away. Now verse 14 is the key. It says, in the same way, it is not my heavenly Father's will that even one of these little ones should do what? Perish. It is not my heavenly Father's will that one of these little ones should perish. Jesus is saying that you shouldn't despise little children. Do not despise any of these little children. Their angels behold the face of my Father. And he says, it is not the will of my Father that any one of them should do what? Perish. But you see, for them not to perish, we have responsibilities. Are we here together? We have a responsibility. We live in a generation where children are growing, but they are not being raised. It's a different thing to grow. It's another thing to be raised. It's a different thing to grow. It's another thing to be trained. The Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should what? Go. So that when they are old, they will not do what? They will not depart from it. But that's the society where we live in now. People, you know, they just grow children. They are not training them. They just grow children. They are not nurturing them. And God is saying that you should not allow any of them perish. In other words, you have a responsibility to nurture them, to build them up so that they will not perish. They are surrounded by too many dangerous things, you know. Like I was sharing with us the other time, I said, while I was much younger, if you are going to see strange things, you have to go and borrow or rent all those old, recorder and all that. Then you have to come and play it in the house because we didn't grow up with phones. We didn't grow up with phones, so we had cassette players in the house. So you have to go and rent. So if you want to watch pornography, you have to go and rent. Then you'll be careful that NEPA doesn't take lights because we didn't have generators. So that if they take the light, you are finished. Your daddy comes and knows what is there. But you see, today the children have phones. They're exposed to the phones of their parents. They're exposed to the ones they are not supposed to see. That means the sophistication of hell has also increased in its strategy to get their attention. Are we here together, church? And that means we also have a responsibility. I'll share with you in a few minutes, then we're just going to pray. So you need to understand Many times we give them very nice designer clothes. They are putting on designer clothes but carrying emotional wounds. Wounds that some of them have, you know, from parents. I was looking at, yesterday when we finished the video, I was telling my wife, we finished the video thereabout, and I was busy, you know, watching court proceedings of families and children. I did that from that time we closed by to 6 till 9. I didn't sleep. So I was just watching. I saw families. Some of them were even close, living around the court. The court is open, so they'll tell their stories. A girl saw her mother after about 7 years thereabout, and she was expecting her mother to either embrace her or something, and the mother was just looking at her. Why? Because the mother left the father and, you know, traveled out of Lagos, went to stay somewhere else. They are not far. This is what I'm saying. If they hear this thing, they will know, because it is public. Just somewhere around the Godo there. And the mother left and started following another person. So the father said, okay, go stay with your mother. And they went there. Then the children said they can't stay there. Why? And mommy is bringing this one home. Mommy is doing da-da-da-da-da-da. So the father said, okay, bring them back. And the father brought them back. You know the funny thing? The father happens to even be a pastor. So the mother left and started staying with other people, other men and all that. So when they came there and they were asking them questions, she said she wants to be responsible for the daughter's upkeep, also support her university education. And the man said, I've been doing it and I will continue to do it. But she said she wants to be responsible. So the judge eventually sat and told the mother and told the girl, he said, talk to your mother. I want you to bond emotionally. I want you to be able to connect with your mother. You know, some of the things I've been preaching here over the years, I usually share with them. Part of the things the judge was actually saying, she said to them, don't quarrel in front of your children. Don't share your pain with them so that they take sides. These are very important things that parents must understand. Every time you take side, you share your burden, the pain of either spouse to your child, you're telling this one, your mom does this, your dad does this, he's a wicked person, you are killing them. You're not helping them. They're going to carry those things in their hearts and they will start living a bitter life. They will be very bitter, they will be very angry. So guess what happened? So the judge said, okay, it's fine. Now that we have seen everything, they asked the man, you know, they were asking questions about the woman rather. So what do you want to do right now? Blah, blah, blah. She said she just wants to support. She's not coming back. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, very fine. And they told the daughter, go and hug your mother. She said, no, I can't hug her. I said, go and hug your mother. She said, no, I can't. Why? The judge wanted to listen to her. And she said, when they came in, somebody that had not seen me for, the girl is grown up 19 years old now. Somebody that had not seen me for about 8 years. And I was coming close. And she said, what are you coming for? So what's the need paying my school fees if you really don't love me? So the girl was crying in tears there and refused to hug her mother. And that was how the court proceedings ended. Now what am I trying to say? You can give them designer clothes. You can buy shoes for them. You can make their hair. But you need to make their hearts. You need to build them emotionally. You need to ensure that they are healthy children growing in a society that is so messed up. We need to protect them. You can't just cover their nakedness. If you cover the nakedness of their heart, of their body, what happens to their heart? What happens to the protection of their spirit, man? The Bible didn't say, you see, the most important part of us is our soul. And we have to guide the soul of these children. Jesus said he doesn't want them to do what? Perish. And it's our responsibility so that we will arise and take care of them. Let me leave the other stories for second service. Let's continue. So God did not give you a project. God has handed over to you a soul. Can you write it down? Children are not just projects. They are souls. Psalm 127 verse 3. It says children are the heritage. Our heritage from God. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. God did not give you a child just to, you know, for you to just manage, you know, and just handle them anyhow. No, God didn't give you a child for you to just, you know, pay their school fees and say, I've done my best. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I was talking to a father some time ago and I said, how much are you really caring for your children and bonding with them and trying to help them now that they are growing? He said, I'm trying. I bought an iPhone, something. I said, that's not what I'm talking about, sir. I'm talking about your connection. Do you talk to them? Do you gist with them? What kind of advice and counsel are you giving to the child? You see, I'm very busy. You cannot be so busy to leave these children because the devil will use them against you later. The children you fail to weaponize and empower against the devil will weaponize them and empower them against you. When your high blood pressure starts and your pain, it will be those children. There are many children that become a pain in the heart of their parents, and their parents died earlier than they should die, because when they should have weaponized those children so that they will have enough love, so that as you're growing, they will show, when you feel weak, they will hold you. When you feel like things are going on, they can help and comfort you. But because they have been messed up and battered, their hearts messed up, when you feel weak, they are the ones that will now make you feel weak. The terrible life, the behavior, and all that. Before you know, you are weak, you are tired, and some people are even regretting. Part of the videos I saw yesterday was a young girl that got pregnant. She got pregnant, and she claimed that a particular guy owns a child, and the guy came and said, okay, then the guy's own girlfriend was willing to take care of the child and said, no problem, if it's our own, we'll take care of the child. But this other guy, one particular guy in the street, will meet her and call her and say, no. He called the boy. He said, you are not the owner of that child. Said, they go back. He said, come and say it before the girl. These are court proceedings, live matter. You know, so he brought the child and said, let's say it before the girl. And of course, I believe he must have said before the girl, but the girl kept lying in court that he didn't say it before me. He didn't say that kind of thing. Okay, no problem. We have heard you. At the end of the day, after 5 years, the court brought the DNA test and read it before all of them. And the boy happens not to be the owner of the child. So who owns the child? And right there in the court, she doesn't even know. Now, why don't you know who owned the child? You know where you did walk up and down. She has so walked up and down that she cannot even predict the father of the child that she's carrying. These are children. And I saw the mother in court literally crying because she came to stand by her daughter, embarrassed. What the level of embarrassment that you are there and your daughter cannot tell who owns the child that all of you have been struggling to care for all these years. Too many things are happening. Are we here together? So the greatest danger to children is not the devil. The greatest danger to children is absent and unintentional parenting. Write it down. The greatest danger to children is not the devil. The greatest danger to children is absent and unintentional parenting. Absence of unintentional parenting, or absent parents and unintentional parenting. You can write it that way. Absence of unintentional parents, or absence of parents and unintentional parenting. When you do not parent them intentionally, when you do not give them what they need intentionally, their lives will be a mess. The Children's Day today, I'm not going to start preaching the sermon to the children. Their children, the parents know how to talk to them. I mean, their teachers know how to talk to them there, and they've been preaching to them all their lives. I want to talk to us. I want to talk to us so that we'll take responsibility. The enemy usually will start very early. You know, when they're in primary school, that's when the devil starts the assignment. He doesn't even wait. From nursery school and primary school. I went to pray in a school, secondary school, some years ago, and I was literally casting devils, multiple. I was like, what's this? And the girl stood there. She said, they are there. Look at them under the tree. Pastor, can you see them? This many years ago. And I was wondering, I said, at what age, how many devils don't they live inside this one already? And before you know it, while I was praying for them, whatever the spirit was, it flew, moved out of that one and entered the one by my side. And that one started shouting and manifesting. You know, as that one was shouting and manifesting, I looked at her and said, get out in the name of Jesus. That one fell down. And the other one was there. It was a big drama. And in my mind, I said, God, what exactly is this? What exactly? I can't forget that picture. I can't forget how she said it was in the toilet. They initiated her. I can't forget how she mentioned the girl that is in the same class. I can't forget those things. These are real life things, not stories that somebody told me about. These children are being attacked by Satan and the devil. Many people start doing drugs when they get to university. Today, they do drugs from secondary GSS 1. I showed you a picture the other day, even people that look like they're supposed to be in primary school. I don't know. Okay, I didn't post it. I wanted to post it, but I didn't think it was something I should post for everyone to see. You know, people that look like they're supposed to be in primary 6, they were smoking. Satan is all out to attack, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And many of us are just sitting there, you know, we are relaxed. We are saying, it doesn't matter. Some people are still pouring out all their pains and everything on the children. And some of these children are not grown. Many children, let me tell you the truth. If I take my time one day and I do deep teaching on emotional healing, I can guarantee that 75%, if not, of the people seated here, you have deep emotional wounds, if not 90%. They are not healed. There are many people that are not, they are not okay. They are okay with the clothes they are wearing, but they are not okay here. The pictures they saw growing up, the things they have witnessed, the experiences that they have had. Thank God for church. Thank God for trying to build. I just remember that church days helped many of us build our lives. We can still remember our children's teacher, you know, how they kept us. Some people, during the course of this bringing children for rehearsal, and some people say, we don't, no time, I beg you, make it a dollar. If you have to travel from a distance, drag them there. Drag them there, put them there. And see how God will see your heart. Because you are not just training a child, you are shaping a generation. You are not just training a child, you are shaping a prophet. You are shaping a global businessman that will be an icon. You are shaping somebody that will rise in the career field and create jobs for 1 million people, 500,000 people. You are shaping destinies. You're just seeing a child in your room, but you don't know that you are seeing the deliverer of nations. And many times we fail to take that responsibility, and these children fall. The Bible said they perish. I don't want them to perish. I don't want them to perish. Responsibility. Look at little children. 13-year-old. They're already toasting her in the class. 13-year-old. 13. Look at the picture you saw the other day. 12-year-old. They're already talking plenty things. Small boys of 14. They now know how to give rhymes. Rhyme. Brother, sorry, baby. I love you. Hey! The mouth fling bad you. Like, are you okay? But you see, that's where we are now because nothing is happening. And where did some of them see those things? They saw it from some of us here. Aunties and uncles. When then they carry you go corner, they watch. You took her along to see a guy. You told her to sit down. You entered. What were you doing? When you came out, she started thinking. She was thinking. Indirectly, your actions, you are destroying the destinies of those children. And that's why young people, also siblings, older siblings, you have a responsibility. You think I'm just going to come and preach to parents alone? How many parents? I'm shaping the future. I know what I'm doing. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? As an older sibling, you must take responsibility. Did I share with you at the vigil? Esther chapter 2 verse 7. Let me close. I want to pray. I didn't plan to preach today. Another day. Esther chapter 2 verse 7. Esther chapter 2 verse 7. Give me this one and the other one you showed. I believe God is making a connection with this. And Mordecai had brought up. Now there's a little girl called Hadassah, Esther. Her father and mother died. Because some of you will say, it's not my own sister now. It's not my own daughter. Listen, the exemplary life you live in the street can affect a young girl whose destiny would have been messed up by her parents that did not train her well. You can adopt her somehow. You can bring that person close. Many of them are not seeing love, but you can bring them as an older big sister, as an older big brother, like that person who can say, come closer. I can assist you. I can support you. And you start sharing the word of God with them. Sometimes you have to share gifts with them with the consent of some of their parents. Like, this is your child, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I just want to support this child because some of them don't have what it takes to support the children. I've shared with them already that part of the things we want to do, we're supposed to do this year, we're still trusting God and see how we do. We're supposed to start our free school where we'll go to houses and pick children that we are sure that they can never have anybody to train them. And we're going to pay their school fees, take care of them, and ensure that they will have a life. 10, 15, 20, 30 years where you see them and one says, I am a doctor today because some people in PTCC paid my school fees. I don't know who paid my school fees, but pastor said that members paid, they got funds, and here I am today. You will see those giants will rise. I see the future. I know the future. And no devil can take it away. No devil. No devil. Look at what Mordecai did. He said Mordecai had a cousin named Hadassah, whom he had brought up because she had neither father nor mother. This girl, who was also known as Esther, was lovely in form and what? Features. That means Esther, who set. So Mordecai saw Esther. She arranged. Yet, he did not, I told them in the video, I said, Mordecai did not just see her features. He saw her future. And instead of molesting small Esther, the girl didn't know anything. At the time she was even going to Ahasuerus, historians said that she was supposed to be about 14 years old. That means while she was 10, 12, 13, when the form of her shape began to come out, you know, and everything was forming, Mordecai was looking at this girl. I believe Mordecai bit that girl at 9, at 10, at 11, at 12. And today we are scared to even hand over a man to bait a child of 9. You are shocked, you are afraid. You put a young boy that is 7 years old with a girl, you are afraid. They shoot you, war general. May God punish that devil, and he will use you to punish that devil. With the intentionality with which you will rise, Satan will suffer. You will snatch many more out of Satan. We will snatch many more out of the paw of hell. In the name of Jesus. Just look at the world. See what the children have to face. The hostility. The hostility they face. They get to offices and somebody saying, you have to drop this to get the job. They tried to do something. Somebody saying, if you don't do this, you will not get that. It was not only Esther. Joseph faced the same thing. He was a young boy. And the lady could not let Joseph rest. Running after the destiny of this world. If Joseph had been gotten by Potiphar's wife, Joseph's destiny would have what? Wasted. Joseph's destiny would have wasted. And at the end of the day, we will not have prime minister. At the end of the day, all the sons of Jacob, all of them would have died in famine. Could it be that a child that you are going to help today will be the one that will save you tomorrow? You need to be careful. The child that Mordecai had shape, had form, but he didn't look at that. He saw the shape of her future. He saw the form of her future. And her uncle would bathe her in the morning, dress her up. He saw that she was a very beautiful girl. That's why when they said they should bring beautiful girls to the palace, he gave her a chance. I pray that you will give somebody a chance. May God give you opportunity, give you the privilege, give you the heart and the perfect love to give somebody a chance so that their life will make sense. That we will not abuse people. We will not mess them up. We will not neglect them. We will not abandon them. We will give them a chance. In the name of Jesus. Rise up, rise up. I don't want to talk too much. Another day, I'm going to teach us some things very deep. Uncles, big brothers, big sisters, daddy, mommy. Some people, their parents have left them. Their parents are not interested. Do you know when parents started bringing children to me? I was many years ago. I was literally 22, 23 when parents would bring a child and said, take this girl, help me train her. Girl, help me train her. Yet not one was missing. Not one. By the mercy of God. I pray God will give us a heart that is genuine, heart that is sincere. In the name of Jesus. I want us to repent, because some of us, the examples that you are portrayed, I'm telling you, you are not conscious that the person living around your neighborhood, where they picked that attitude was from you. A girl was speaking how she started watching pornographic stuff. It was her mother's phone. Her mother's phone. Her mother's phone. So she came around after I had nurtured her and trained her. Where did all this start from? Say, Pastor, you won't believe. I said, where? My mom's phone. So that's where your life started going down like this. If not for a deliverer who stood. I watched this girl until she got married. I watched this girl and I'm seeing how her husband is caring for her and their family and their life is becoming better. Don't you see that my heart is rejoicing? I feel like I can do 1,000, 1,000,000 more. Just imagine that we all rise as an army. And that's part of the assignment of this church. Anywhere we go around the world, parenting family is an intentional thing for us. It has to be there. It has to be there. I know that God has come into the mountain of influence of family, and I'm paying all my attention to it. All my attention by the mercy of God through media. I'm pushing it strong. I'm pushing it strong everywhere. Family, relationships, marriage, it must work. We're going to be praying this morning. Lift up your voice. First of all, let us repent before God and say, God, if there are things I should have done that I have not done, I repent. Today I will take responsibility. Mordecai took care of this girl until she became a princess. And the day where Mordecai's good deeds were forgotten, Esther stood up for her. Esther for him, rather. And Esther became the savior and the deliverer of Mordecai. Can you pray and say, God, if there's any way I have made mistakes, if there's any way I have given the wrong examples, I have not set the pace and the pattern that they should follow, I have done things that somebody has picked up and is now affecting the person's life, Lord, in your mercy, redirect that boy, redirect that girl, that my mistake, my addiction to drugs took that boy there. My addiction to strange things took that girl there. My misbehavior around the street led that young girl, younger young boy. And you say you don't want them to perish. Lord, if I am the one, if my attitude, if my character, if my behavior, if the way I've been managing my marriage is affecting my neighbor's children and affecting others around me negatively, Lord, let your mercy prevail. Let that child not expire. Lord, give me a second chance. Give me a second chance. Give that child another opportunity. Rabba semenegedele boshai. Rabba baba 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 bosh. I kebro no kosugedele boshka paya. Rakaba sendele boshka. Repentance first. Repentance first. Repentance first. Repentance. Let us repent. Let us repent and say, God, I have not been doing it the way I should. I will be very intentional about supporting that boy, supporting that girl. I'll be very intentional about assisting that boy, assisting that girl. I'll be very intentional about seeing that they will not be held by Satan as instruments. Rather, I will put the weapon of the word of God in their hands. I will put the weapon of prayer in their hands. I'll put the weapon of defense by building a non-conforming spirit in their hearts. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I volunteer as a Mordecai that you can use. I volunteer as a Mordecai prayer that you can use. Mordecai saw her future. He did not abuse her. He did not molest her. Many ladies are where they are. Many guys are where they are. Halfway gone in their lives because of those who came in between and started cutting short their lives. Ah, no, 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 no. Jesus. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us. Help us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Naira Marley stands, and if he talks, thousands of young people, there's nothing serious they are doing. Smoking. And some of he's smoking his own, he's alive. Some took the first puff and they died. He's smoking his own and somewhere there. Some took their first puff, trying to drive to the club at night, and they wasted. Do you know how many people waste at the clubs where they go every Friday night? Destinies. I went to a place in Abuja, I and evangelism. I've told you before, we went to preach one night, 9:30 p.m. We went to evangelism in the open place where they drink, bar, everywhere. So we took our seats. And the man I was talking to, when I finished, he said, I don't know why I'm here. My wife traveled to Lagos. And the plan was that from there, they will move. And he said, Pastor, I'm not going there again. And I just prayed for him. And I said, it's your decision. It's your choice to make. Whether to ruin your beautiful relationship and the destiny of the children God has given to you, or to make up your mind today to shape it. God will give you opportunities to help people. God will give you opportunity to raise them. I pray that we will not make mistakes that will ruin any destiny in the name of Jesus. I want us to lift up our voice. I want you to pray like your heart is connected in prayer this morning. I have about 5 minutes there, about 7 minutes, and I'm going to pray sharp, 7 minutes, very sharp prayers. I'm going to pray. Lift up your voice and say, Father, give us the grace to be present and intentional in parenting. Now, young people, you might be saying, I'm not a parent. Yes, I've told you your role already. They are your neighbors, your siblings, your cousin, your nephew, your niece. That's your sister that gave birth to a child and left that one in your house with your mother. What's happening to that one? What's happening to that one? And everybody will walk out and leave the child. And in the neighborhood, they are misbehaving. What's happening to that one? Who's caring for him? Who's calling her and saying, I will parent you? Parenting is not what people do when they get married. Mordecai's family was not shown here. Did you see Mordecai had a wife? Did you see whether Mordecai had children? But he was the father, the one. He said he took her in as his own daughter. So those of us who are grown-ups, you are able to mentor something. You're going to pray and say, God, I want to be present in somebody's life as a voice of hope. Can you lift up your voice and begin to pray? Give us the grace to be present. And for parents, can you begin to pray? Your assignment is not to provide money alone. Your assignment is to provide your presence, your advice, your counsel. Your assignment is to hug them, hold them, put your hand on your head, and declare peace over them. Say, Lord, I receive grace to be present. I receive grace to be present. We repent for every moment we have been distracted and absent. As a big brother, I repent for every moment where I did some terrible things in the sight of younger ones. Lord, I repent intentionally. I will model the right things. I will model the right behavior. Help us, Jesus, to prioritize our homes, to prioritize children around us, never to be too busy to help them. In the name of Jesus, are you praying? If you don't have any prayer, if you don't feel like praying anything, something is wrong. But if you have been broken and you have been battered, and you just cannot pray because you know you are the one that has the issue, cry to God and say, God, help me. I have misled some. I have led some astray. I'm sorry. You can stay on your own prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift up your right hand and declare that in the name of Jesus, we will not lose our children to the world. Shout it in the name of Jesus. We will not lose our children to deception. We will not lose our children to confusion. We will not lose our children to addiction. We will not lose our children to rebellion. We will not lose our children to perversion. They will grow in truth, in purity, and in purpose. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, we will not lose our children to the world. We will not lose lose them to addiction. We will not lose them to perversion. We will not lose them to Satan. We will not lose them. We will not lose them. We will not lose them. Are you praying? Are you praying? I want you to pray. I want you to pray. We will not lose them. Shebenega de lebo son de lebo skapaya. Ragabababababababosh. Shanaga de la basuse. Erieko sagada lebo son de ruskapaya. Rieko sumenega de. Ragabasenega de lebo son de labaya. We will not lose them to corruption. We will not lose them to the hand of Satan. We will not lose them to drugs. We will not lose them to sexual perversion. We will not lose them to a life that is messed up. We harvest them for Jesus. 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 Ezebo rege de lebo shaya. Raga ba 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 ba. Eleko senega de lebo shana ga 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 ga. Raka benemo sonde lebo shaya. God, are you praying? Please pray from your heart. We will not lose our daughters. We will not lose our sons. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let your amen sound like thunder. I'm not praying for receive a job, favor. No, I'm praying for a generation. I know what I'm doing. If God gives you an Esther, you will not die anyhow. Mordecai, every good thing Mordecai had done, they've forgotten it. But when Esther ascended the throne, Esther began to open. The Bible says that king could not sleep that night. Go and bring the book of Chronicles. Why? Esther entered the palace. That child that you abuse might be the child that should enter the palace and bring all the family out of pain. That child that we are leaving, that child we are abandoning, that child that we just look at them in the street and say, leave that one. Never. Take somebody up. Some of us have what it takes to adopt people. Some of us are young people and you are earning some money in the job or business that you're doing. You have what it takes to buy devotional and give somebody and say, every Saturday I will come together, 1 hour, we'll sit together and read this thing together. Do you understand? They say yes. And because you are giving them gifts, maybe you have bought, you know, maybe shoe or you bought something, it's difficult for somebody that have given a gift to pull back from you. And you say, the reason I'm doing this, many of you ladies, there are many girls, 12, 13, 14, 15, sit down and say, we're gisting. I just want to share. And that way, God will look into your future. You might not be married yet, but God is saying you will not have a Jezebel in your own generation. I will shape your children like Esther. Why? You started sowing the seed in somebody's own child. Your cousin, your nephews, your niece. I want us to declare freedom for everyone that is hooked in addiction. Anyone that is hooked in anything that is messing up their lives today. Sons and daughters, children. Many children, young people I'm talking about here. Some of them between the ages of maybe 8 and 13, 14, 15. They are already hooked in all manner of things. Can you lift up your voice and declare, we calm down, declare they are free now. We declare that they are free now. We declare that they are free now. In the name of Jesus. All over the world, we speak into the atmosphere over the destinies of children. And we declare freedom. I'm the only one. I'm praying here. Are you praying? Let your heart be passionate. Those that are in the claw of addiction. Addiction to nicotine. Addiction to cloud. Addiction to eyes. Addiction to all drugs. Addiction to sexual things. Addiction to pornography. Addiction to all kind of lies. We set them free. I set you free. I set you free. Your eyes open. Your eyes open. Your eyes open. Become uncomfortable with where you are. Come out, son. Come out, daughter. Come out, son. Come out, daughter. You do not belong to the clubs. You belong to the palace. You belong to the palace. Your destiny calls out. Your destiny calls out. Your destiny calls out. We snatch you from the mouth of the vulture. We snatch you from the mouth of that old serpent, the dragon that deceives the nations. We snatch you out. We snatch you out. We snatch you out. Arise, sons and daughters of Zion. Arise. You have stayed too long in the dark. Come out of that addiction. Come out of that weight. Come out of that pain. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. For time's sake, can you stretch your hands? We're going to be praying. And I declare in the name of Jesus that the Lord will awaken fathers and mothers to rise up to their responsibilities. I said they will rise up to their responsibilities. Fathers and mothers, their eyes will open and they will rise up to their responsibility. In the name of Jesus, every family quarrel and issue that the devil has beclouded them with, they are so busy with solving. Shh, please calm down, brother. God bless you. Calm down. They are so busy with solving problems, fighting and quarreling. And the children, Satan is busy wasting up the life of the children. I declare, God said to tell some families that that quarrel and everything is Satan distracting you. We will distract you until those children are 17 and 18. It takes them away. Then by the time they are gone, you now see old parents struggling to bond. They say, we want to start bonding. Bond that you did not bond since. You should have bonded for the sake of the children. But Satan put you apart until the children were lost. When they were gone, Satan now says, start bonding. That's I told you. You know, we're saying it, Pastor Akin was saying it. When you think Satan is here, that's where he is. You think Satan is in your quarreling. He's not in your quarreling. He's in the future of your children. That's what he's trying to do. Every family that is under a satanic siege, they are fighting and quarreling. They have abandoned those children and they are struggling and nobody to show them the way, nobody to train them. I declare, Lord, let peace be restored in the name of Jesus. Let peace be restored in the name of Jesus. I say peace be restored in the name of Jesus. I declare that our children were covered with divine protection. I say they are covered with divine protection. Spirit, soul, and body, they are covered. Spirit, soul, and body, they are covered. They are kept from predators. They are kept from sicknesses. They are kept from mental torment. They are kept from evil association. Let your angel guide them. Let your angel keep them. Let your angel shield them. Let your angel protect them. In the name of Jesus. All the children, raise your hands, stretch it here. All the children, stretch your hands here. I speak to everyone. God picked us. God picked us. When we would have been messed up, God gave us opportunity. And from children's church like this, we were shaped. We were groomed. And look at where we are. Look at how God has started helping. And it's just the beginning. We speak to the future, stretch your hands to that direction. And we speak to the children of all, the future of all these children. We declare, none of them will derail in the name of Jesus. The love of God spread forth in their heart in the name of Jesus. The peace of God established in their heart in the name of Jesus. Any child that is going through emotional trauma, inability to understand their emotions, name their emotions, know what is right and wrong because of the states they find themselves in, we declare today, they are liberated in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will raise intentional big brothers and sisters, intentional parents that will assist and guide these ones like Mordecai in the name of Jesus. When they go to school, their destinies will not be corrupted. Those devils that Satan has sent from the pit of hell with assignments, they are not children, they are just in classrooms. There are some of them, they are not children, they are in classrooms. They are as good as 100, 200 years old, but they are there in the body of humans. I declare, they will not see our sons and daughters. 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 In the name of Jesus, they are shielded round about. They are protected round about. I put walls of fire around you. I put walls of fire around you. I put walls of fire around you. In the name of Jesus, let your amen sound three times like thunder. Put your hands together, celebrate Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.